We're here with Nita Lowey, who is certainly one of the most important people in the United States Congress, is the ranking member, which means the top Democrat in the Republican House on the Appropriations Committee. And Nita, I want to talk to you first about the Tappan Zee Bridge. Everybody's talking about how we're going to pay for it.
Well, first of all, I pay a lot in tolls because I go back and forth there when I'm in the district several times in one day.
Right.
And you could see the progress on the new New York Bridge. Great for New York, great for the lower Hudson Valley. And in fact, I recently announced, I'm glad you asked, a $10 million federal grant to help develop the bus rapid transit on the new Tappan Zee Bridge, which means additional transportation options for residents in the lower Hudson Valley, and it's a federal investment that will improve access to reliable, safe, and affordable east-west transportation. I'm hoping it's going to be so good that many people won't even bring their cars. Look, New Yorkers send their hard-earned tax dollars to Washington every day. And the important return on that investment will provide better transportation options, less time in traffic and commuting, and Hudson Valley residents can enjoy faster and safer trips and more time to do the things they like to do. Think about family, recreation, rather than be in traffic. Now, I pushed the Obama administration very hard and strongly support this Tiger application. So I'm glad we got that. This is really, really important. And I know that everyone's working hard to make sure that, and the governor has mentioned that, to keep the tolls down.
Is it possible? Can we do it?
Look, there's been a statement made that there won't be tolls increased in 2016. And I worked hard to get that $1.6 billion TIFIA loan, one of the largest in history, that will help decrease construction costs. And I'm working with the governor to secure additional federal funds and fighting the Republican attempts to cut the federal program that provides these grants, such as the Tiger program. We also, as I mentioned before, passed an extension of the Highway Trust Fund to protect more than $180 million in construction projects in this area. So we have to keep working on it. The governor's working on it. We have to get as much support as we can, because especially with this bridge, people go back and forth to work every day. And it's absolutely essential that we provide the support so that the hardworking people in the Hudson Valley are not faced with this big increase. So I'm worried about it, and I'm right on top of it, and we're all working together to make sure we do a good job.
Now, let me go to the question of how Prime Minister Netanyahu and President Obama are getting along. They just had a meeting. It was a nice meeting, we think. What do you make of it all?
Well, they had real disagreements when it came to the Iran deal, and a real disagreements when the Prime Minister came to Washington to speak before the Congress. By the way, I called Bibi on the phone, and I told him that I would set up a special meeting with the Senate and the House. I didn't think it was wise to come to Washington and speak before this partisan invitation. Remember, it was not a bipartisan invitation.
Mm-hmm.
So that created some real bad blood and unhappiness. But look, I've been a supporter of the bipartisan Israel-United States relationship my whole career. I still hope somehow we can get a two-state solution where the people can live in peace in that region, one state for the Jews, the Israelis, the other for the Palestinians. And I haven't given up on that. And I know that although many people are discouraged, those of us who have been so committed to this two-state solution have been working for bipartisan support.
Have you told, even though there are disagreements,
I want to make it clear, when it comes to the assistance for Israel, they will get everything they need. And it's not just based on friendship, which is critical, and not just based on people like myself who are strong supporters of Israel and the United States relationship. It's in the interest of the United States of America to support assistance for Israel when it comes to the military, and that will continue, and it will go up. Right now, the agreement is $3.1 billion, but I'm sure it will go up. Look at the world today. Look at the Middle East. Israel is our only clear ally. We work closely with Jordan. Jordan is a good friend. We work closely with Saudi Arabia, but the Israel-United States relationship is critical, and it will endure.
So when you get to talk to Netanyahu, are you able to tell him, look, a couple of things you've said may not be the smartest thing in the world. I mean, he said not on his watch, two-state solution. Now he's saying...
Yeah, but he went back on that.
Yes, he did. And I was wondering whether you had anything to do with it.
Well, I'm sure there are many factors. I have had many conversations with him. He said it in the middle of a heated campaign, and the far right were big supporters of his. So I don't have the luxury of knowing what's in his heart of heart. All I know that I believe firmly in a two-state solution, and I'm glad that he has clarified his commitment to a two-state solution. And look, we're all in it together.
Mm-hmm.
ISIS, ISIL, what's happening in Syria, the cruelty, the just recent bomb on the airliner that killed over 220 people. We're all in this together, and people of goodwill have to work together. And Israel and Israel intelligence and skills and military is an important part of that process.
Nita Lowy is a Democrat in New York's 17th district. We've got a lot of stations down there, Nita, and we're delighted that you're coming on and being with us in office since 1988. The head Democrat on the Appropriations Committee, the ranking Democrat, and congratulations on everything you've done. I want to come back the next time, and this time I want to talk politics with you, okay?
Okay.